Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Gahir Chisati. 8 missiles from Pakistan were directed at Satwari, Samba, Arispura and Arnia of Jammu and Kashmir. Defense sources said all missiles were intercepted and blocked by air defense units. Sources said the visuals of a Jammu remind of exactly Hamas-style attack on Israel. Pakistan army is operating and behaving like the terror organization Hamas. Sources said that Pakistan's ISI and Hamas met last month in POK. Military stations of Jammu, Pathankot and Udhampur in proximity to the international boundary were targeted by Pakistan using missiles and drones. There have been no losses. The threat was neutralized by Indian armed forces as per SOP with kinetic and non-kinetic means. Defense sources said drones were sighted at multiple places along Western Front and confirmed to be hostile. These were effectively engaged by Indian air defense systems. Blackouts from several cities and towns in Jammu and Kashmir, Punjab and Rajasthan were enforced as drones were sighted from across the border. Meanwhile, at around 11 p.m. last night, border security force foiled a major infiltration bit at the international boundary in Jammu and Kashmir's Samba district. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar spoke with counterparts from several countries, including the United States, late Thursday night, asserting India's strong resolve to firmly counter any attempts at escalation being made by Pakistan. In view of recent aggression from Pakistan's side, Kishangarh, Buntar and Ludhiana airports have been closed. Earlier operations of several airports including Rajasthan, Punjab, Jammu and Kashmir, Chandigarh and Himachal Pradesh were suspended. Meanwhile, the Civil Aviation Ministry has dismissed media reports claiming that airports across the country have been closed, calling them incorrect. At the same time, Delhi Airport has issued travel advisory saying operations remain normal. Some flights are impacted due to changing airspace conditions and heightened security. American prelate Robert Francis Prevost has been elected the new pope, becoming the first American pontiff in the history of the Catholic Church. He will take the pontifical name of Pope Leo XIV. Chicago-born 69-year-old Prevost is a member of the Augustinian Order and has served in Peru. He was appointed prefect of the Dicastery for Bishops and President of the Pontifical Commission for Latin America by Pope Francis in 2023. Addressing the crowd from the Vatican balcony, the new head of the Roman Catholic Church delivered a message of peace, saying, "Peace be with all of you."
Let us pray together for this new mission, for all of the church, for peace in the world, that she will help us give us a special grace, our Mother.
The election, signified by white smoke from the Sistine Chapel chimney, came after the conclave of 133 cardinals elected his successor. The conclave required a two-thirds majority of 89 votes to elect a new pope. In a significant development in the investigation of a reported robbery and theft case, the Chibubuzo police station arrested 5 individuals on May 6. According to a press release issued by the PRO of Kohima Police, a complaint was received on March 12 from Nerhe Model Village regarding the theft of a car engine and gearbox from a garage. Following a thorough investigation, the police identified and apprehended 5 suspects, namely Petekretyo, Rokojalye, Nizasetyo, Raj and Trongpise, all in their mid-20s. Preliminary inquiries revealed that the suspects were not only involved in the theft of the car engine and gearbox, but were also engaged in housebreaking within the Chibubuzo police station jurisdiction. They allegedly stole iron materials and sold them to scrap dealers. Further, the accused have been linked to theft cases in and around the Chalukya area. A case has been registered at Chibubuzo police station under relevant sections of the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita. The PRO added that further updates will be shared as the investigation progresses. A consultative meeting to prepare for the upcoming Dr. T. Ao Inter-District Football Tournament was held yesterday in Kohima, chaired by Deputy Commissioner B. Henok Buchum. Key officials including Nagaland Football Association NFA General Secretary and MLA Benny M. Lamthui and NFA President K. Nibu Sekose attended the meeting. DC Buchum praised Tuen Sang District's successful hosting of the previous tournament and encouraged Kohima officials to aim higher this year. NFA President Sekose confirmed that, with AIFF recognition, all players and officials will be officially registered on the Federation's portal. The tournament is scheduled to take place in Kohima from August 1 to 15, 2025. With that, we come to the end of Morning News. Stay tuned as we will be back with the Evening English News at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.